Yes, hello folks, welcome to Beyond the Pitch. I'm your host as always, Phil Brown, and I must say, absolutely delighted to be joined here with Danny Mountain. Many of you will have seen him, many of you will not admit they've seen him, but many of you will know who I'm talking about. Danny, of course, is an adult entertainment star, tremendous human being, and a big Manchester United fan, so I'm absolutely delighted to have him on. Danny, how's things, mate?
Everything's good, thank you very much, Phil. Yeah, thank you ever so much for having me on the show.
Absolute pleasure, mate. I wanted you on for a while. I want to talk to you about Manchester United primarily, of course. We will get into your profession a little bit later because there's some curiosity surrounding that, which is great. First of all, I want to talk to you about Mourinho, Manchester United. There's been such division amongst United fans about whether is he the right man for United, is he not? Some people don't like the way he plays. They've already been busy in the transfer market with a couple of players on the verge of coming in. What's your take on Jose Mourinho?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, some days you love him, don't you? And then other days you loathe him. I think sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get. He's been playing pretty boring football, let's be honest. I mean, he's shown that over the years with all the clubs that he's been with, but he gets results, doesn't he? I mean, look at, he done tremendous for us, I think, in his first season. But this season, I think he done really well towards the end, you know, against beating Chelsea and coming back against Crystal Palace and Liverpool, etc. Just the FA Cup final, losing to Chelsea, I mean, that was just such a low blow. I just don't know what happened there, but I don't know. Hopefully next year he can do a bit better and make a few good signings this summer. You know, it's World Cup year, you know, so there's going to be lots of young talent out there with a lot of potential that's going to be performing, because they know, you know, after this World Cup, it can make players, can't it? You know, so last, you know, 4 years ago, we had James Rodriguez, you know, like that shone in the World Cup and obviously went off to Madrid and whatnot. And let's just hope that we can United can get a few good young signings, because I think the youth is definitely the way forward. If you look at our side, I mean, we've got potentially such an amazing, we have got a great squad. You know, it's just getting them to gel, and whether Mourinho can do that. I mean, we'll give him another year or two, but I don't know. He likes to move on anyway, don't he? Do you know what I mean? Let's be honest. Next year will be his third year. Mourinho only ever likes to stay at a club for like 3 or 4, maybe 5 years, and jog on. So,
but I'd get to level with him a lot. And I think it's a bit unfair because Zidane walked away after 3 years. No big deal. No one's questioning his tenure. Pep Guardiola, 4 years, I think it was at Barcelona, where he said 4 years is a lifetime at Barcelona. I just think that's the way the game is today. You're never going to get a Ferguson or a Wenger.
But they won everything, though, didn't they? You know, like Zidane's won everything at Madrid, and Pep won everything at Barcelona. But, you know, let's be like, you know, he won us the Europa Cup last year. The League Cup's nothing to us, is it? Is that nothing? What was that? And the Charity Shield, come on. But the Europa Cup last year, that was nice, because, you know, we hadn't won that before, so that was good. That was nice. But come on, you know, we want to be fucking. We're so far behind Man City. It's not even funny how far behind we are.
I say that too. I think we are far behind City.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. We're miles behind, aren't we? That's what I mean. They're coasting. Even Tottenham on their day, when they got the ball and they are playing some great football, they play fucking better football than us.
Yeah. And see, this is my point. You said something there, Danny, that I want to pick up on, because there's a couple of good points in there. First of all, your opening statement is perfect. You're saying, some days you love him, some days you hate him. And that encompasses my feelings towards Mourinho, more or less, is that maybe 5 days of the week I want him out, and the other two I'm pragmatic and say, look, he's still done a good job, if you count the trophies. So I don't think it's a settled argument either way. The problem is, for me, is what I'm watching every week is not what I expect from Manchester United in terms of entertainment, in terms of the way I want Manchester United to play. I just don't want a team that churns out results. Oh, we've won a trophy, but there's no story behind it.
No. No, I totally agree with you, mate. I totally agree with you. You know, I really think that, you know, Pogba I mean, me and you had this private conversation the other day. Pogba's good next season. I mean, he plays every time he puts on a French shirt. He's amazing. He's just absolutely just bosses games. If you watch that game, England versus France last year in the friendly, like they just absolutely bossed it. He was just absolutely amazing. And then he comes to United, and then he shows glimpses of absolute class, and then he's just pony. The rest, like, you know, it's just like, I don't understand it. So you know, we certainly, and Lindelof as well. Before he signed for United, it was for Benfica.
Yeah.
He was just absolute class. Comes to United, and obviously the pressure's on. You know, every time a big signing comes to United, obviously the pressure's going to be on this biggest club in the world. You know, Man United, Real Madrid, biggest clubs in the world, and players deal with pressure differently. But you know, we'll see. Hopefully, again, like I said, hopefully Mourinho makes it a few good signings. Where do you want to see us? Where do you want to see us sign? What signings do you want to see us?
It's a good question. I would like to see United send an alternative to Lukaku, but I think United are going to end up sending a similar player to Lukaku, and that's why they're looking at Arnautovic, because Mourinho doesn't want to change his tactics too much. So he wants that big, powerful striker, that big forward line, big target man. I want to see United saying at least another midfielder on top of Fred, because the midfield is a problem. I keep hearing that these players are being sent to give Pogba some sort of discipline. You said something earlier that I believe this is a very, very good United squad. They're missing a left back. They need to do something about Luke Shaw's situation. They're going to send Diogo Dalot.
He's always injured.
Oh, well, aye. We'll say that. We'll say he's always injured. There's clearly things going on behind the scenes. I'm not going to talk about them publicly. That give context to some of this that doesn't reflect well on either party, to be honest. But Mourinho, regardless, it's been 2 years. Make the change. Either you believe in him, and if you believe in him, play him, and if you don't, you don't. But he's saying Ashley Young's going to play 40, 50 games next season. United need a proper left back. They need a proper right back, because in the big games, quality width is going to cause United's problems. And we've seen it at Spurs. 10 seconds in, 1-0. Second goal comes from Wade. So the defence needs addressing. An alternative to Lukaku. I would like them to keep Martial, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, see, he's another one, like Martial. Like, glimpses of absolute class, and then he just goes missing for the rest of the game. It's just like, you know, it's like, well, I don't know what's going on with some of these players, you know. They should be, it's just like, it's not the, you know, obviously it was never going to be the same after Fergie left, but it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is hard to get your head around it, because you look at it and you're thinking, why do you spend so long out of a game? Why are you spending 40, 50 minutes out of a game, and especially someone like Martial or Rashford? And I saw Rashford against Nigeria the other day there when England were playing him, and that kid just looks like a kid short of confidence. He's got tremendous ability, but he needs one to go in off his arse and start scoring so that he goes in that World Cup with confidence.
I have to admit that at the beginning of the season, and like, because the past couple of years, Rashford, he to me is the most exciting of all the young players that we've got. He's the future of English football. You know, he's got everything. He reminds me of a young Thierry Henry. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, with his pace and his touch. And when he first came onto the scene, he was just scoring for fun. You know, he just scored when he wanted. He scored on all his debuts, you know, Champions League for England. Everything he went in, he was just scoring goals. And then I agree with you, mate. He's just, his confidence right now is not very good. I think England will get through to the next stage at least of the World Cup. Mm-hmm. So we'll get through our group at least. Hopefully him and Kane and the boys can gel together. You know, you never know. Yeah, Gareth Southgate's in charge now, and if anyone, I mean, he's a proper Englishman. Do you know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. a proper. He was there, obviously. He was there in '96. We all fucking know that. you can just imagine, you know, with his experience being around the likes of Stuart Pearce and David Seaman and all the rest of it back then. Do you know what I mean? So, like, people questioned Southgate when he first becoming the manager, and I was actually like, no, that's a good decision. Mm-hmm. That's a good decision. He knows the game, and so and I think him making Harry Kane captain is a great choice, because that man getting the ball, getting within striking distance, the man's deadly. And if you get his best mate Dele Alli on board as well, getting together, like I said, your fingers crossed. You never know.
Do you think United win the league next season? Do you?
Sorry, mate?
Do you think United win the league next season?
No. I'm just going to be brutally honest. I can't see it. I think there will be... I think it will just be... I think it's going to be City for another two or three years, to be honest. I just think we're miles behind. In this year, 150 to
about 150. I'd say now they'll do 3 or 4 signings.
Exactly, and what if, you know, if we come up with the same results as this season, then they got to think about getting rid of Mourinho.
Well, because at what point how do you measure progress? And to me, what I want to see from United, I'd sell for not winning the league next season, that's fine, but I just want to see United be entertaining. I want to sit down and look forward to watching a match instead of halfway through it, flicking on my phone, looking at different stuff, going, it's unwatchable.
The funny thing is, right, when, like, I'm stood here, like, complaining about him, but let's say, you know, the other week we were going to Wembley, you know, smashed Chelsea all over the park, lifted the FA Cup, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, we'd have got second in the league. Right? This season, Man City have broken all records, most points, most this, most that. Apparently, I read that even if every shot on target would have gone in against Man City, they would have still won the league this year.
That's incredible. I mean,
do you know what I mean? So I would have been very, very happy with second place, because I think Liverpool and Spurs both had a great season. They played some great attacking football. Again, it kills me to say it. I mean, Liverpool's front three and that, they play better football than us. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It kills me to say that. I mean, my dad is a Tottenham fan, so I've got to listen to my dad say, listen, you might be, he said, but our boys are playing great football, and I'm like, looking after, and I'm a realist, I'm like, yeah, you are, you know?
Yeah. No, they are playing great football, but, you know, now Pochettino has to take it to another level and actually win something at Tottenham before you get
it.
He has to win something, yeah. Don't he?
I know, their trophy cabinet is pretty embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah. 61 or 62, I think, was the last time they won the league. And you're talking about it's been too long. So before I switch the topic, I want to ask you, what would satisfy you next season for Mourinho United?
I mean, I would love for us to push for the title. I mean, at least narrow the gap. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That gap can't be as big as it was. Narrow that gap, and as long as we progress, show some progression. I mean, I would love it if we could get the FA Cup, or, you know, if we could do better in the Champions League. I mean, this year we just rolled over. You know, it's just ridiculous. So, and you know, I would like to see players like Pogba, and I mean, obviously Lukaku scored a lot of goals this season, but he didn't score enough. You know, we paid a lot of money for him. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Him and Paul Pogba, them two are best mates, right? We've got them together. It's time to really knuckle down and really start fucking playing for the team. I'm really hoping that De Gea stays at United, yes. Because something tells me, and I don't know why, but and if you saw Ronaldo at the end of the Champions League, and he's always said he wanted to come back to England, He said there's only one team he would want to play for again, that's Man United. And something tells me that he... I know, I get all excited when I say this, but something tells me that it could be a swap deal involving him and De Gea.
We'll see what happens there. That would be interesting. 33 or not, I would love to see that man back at Manchester United.
I would love it.
I would too.
My mate, he's got the body, his fitness levels are of a 24-year-old.
Yes.
We would get another 6-7 years of seeing that genius at United. You know what I mean? He's in the prime of his life still right now. So it would be great.
I would love to see him come back and complete that story. All right, let me talk about your personal life, which I'm sure brings a lot of attention. It's an interesting career. It's a career choice that very few of us would have the confidence to do, not just in terms of physical or appearance. How did this end up coming about for you?
Basically, I got into the adult entertainment industry, the porn industry. Back in 2004, I did a casting at the beginning of January. I went along. There was like 8 or 9 fellas there, and you know, basically we turned up and we just said hello and whatnot on the camera. Then this casting with this chick, and her name was Morgan Lee, I believe. She was from Birmingham, and the casting went really well. I was the only one that was able to get it up and do the business, let's say. And the next day I signed for the modeling agency that this chick Morgan Lee was with, and the rest was history. Within like 3-4 weeks I was flying to Milan, and was going to Barcelona and Prague, and you know, I was flying all around Europe, and I was having sex with all these beautiful women. I was 19, I was just 19 at the time. I was thinking, fuck, I know, what is going on, you know what I mean? But this is it all just happened like quite fast, quite quickly, really. But there was no complaints my end. You know what I mean? I was absolutely loving it.
Do you love it though? Yeah. Is there parts of it where you're like, I just can't be bothered with this? Because with every job you get that.
Yeah, well, now obviously, I mean, it's been 14 and a half years, mate. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes it's like Groundhog Day. I've played every role, every kind of parody you can think of. Do you know what I mean? I've been the fucking pizza boy fucking 20 times. I've been the fucking pool boy 50 times. Do you know what I mean? I've done like about 2,500 scenes in my 14 and a half year career.
So
it's been great though, man. Do you know what I mean? I've traveled to eight different countries. I've been to like nearly every major city here in the US, in South America, all over Europe. It's been great, right?
Do you get recognized when you go out?
Not all the time, but yeah, obviously it does happen. It does happen, yeah, of course. I don't mind whenever if I get asked for a picture or this and that. I don't mind at all, not at all. You know what I mean? I've always got time for them and take a picture and say hello and shake their hand. And yeah, it's just it has been a bit awkward. One time I was at Universal Studio with the family. I had my mum over, and I had my little girl in that room as well. Do you know what I mean? And two fans were like, "Oh, can we get a picture?" Yeah, my mum was quick on her toes to distract me, my little girl. So I was like, "Quick, quick, cheese, cheese." You know. we got past that.
Do you think about your daughter and what she's going to think as she gets older? Do you think attitudes towards sex will change? Do you think about what your career will, how that's going to impact her as she gets older?
I'm just listening. Me and my little girl, we've got a great relationship, you know what I mean? And she comes to me for everything. We're very honest, and me and all my family, you know what I mean? We don't keep no secrets. Obviously, she doesn't know.
Sure, of course.
At the moment, the ins and outs, she's too young. But when she, once I feel that she is old enough, or if she comes, or, you know, I'll tell her. You know, the thing is, with my job, quite lucky, because obviously I only work like 3-4 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it gives me all the time to go to all of her musical plays, all her gymnastics, all of her shows, and I don't miss any of them. Do you know what I mean? and I'm a very very active parent like that. Do you know what I mean? I love doing all of that stuff. So so yeah, and she's spoiled, and you know, she's got like people bless her. I grew up, I didn't have any of that stuff. You know what I mean? My mum and dad couldn't afford any of that stuff. I make sure she knows the value of it, mate. Don't worry about that. She does the ironing and all the she does chores and that. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying my best to do it. I'm not getting her to be one of these little young millennials that don't know nothing or it's always on the iPad and all that stuff. That's not happening over here. No.
Good for you, mate. Tell me, Danny, is there still good money in it at the very top? Because you're looking at it and you're going, where's the money angle here? Whenever it's all available for free online, you can download it for free. How do you still? How does the industry still make money?
Well, I mean, there are obviously it's not as busy as it was 25 years ago when it was at its peak. Mm-hmm. I caught the back end of it. I got here in 2007. I started working in 2008. And to be honest with you, I was working 6-7 days every week. Mm-hmm. And sometimes actually doing two scenes a day. So, you know, I was earning double bubble some days. But I mean, nowadays, I mean, I'm working 3-4 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still making really, really good money in that. And obviously, I've got my my own app as well, sure. which is like a private members thing. And I've got over 500 members on that. So,
very good.
I mean, you know, I am really good money off that. So there is still money in it. What's helped it all was when HD came out, you know, when mm-hmm. high definition came out, it really saved the day. Because all these companies and whatnot, they had all this content and whatnot. They all had it on like, you know, a different setting. It wasn't playing, you know, high definition came out and everything like that. It weren't, you know, they had all this footage, but it weren't no good. I mean, now they can change it around, but it really saved the day there for a while in porn. Same with 3D as well. When everyone was shooting 3D, like back in 2011 to 2013, every company, Penthouse, Playboy, Wicked, they were all shooting 3D because you know, those 3D TVs were coming out and everyone was like getting them and everything. It was like that. So, no, the business definitely has changed over the years, but no, there's still money in it, mate.
How has it changed you? I mean, you look at how you've changed over the years. You talk about your own attitudes towards sex with your own family, your own partner. Does it change you and how you enjoy intimacy?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess you just grow and just go with the times. You know what I mean? You just grow with, you know, obviously with time and with you know, as long for every year I've been in the industry, I must admit, I've had to get a little bit dirty, a little bit dirty. I don't know. You've had to dig deeper, you know. So I've got like new fetishes and new things, and you don't just. I don't know. I guess it does. It does toy with you a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, but. It is what it is.
When you talk about over the years you've had to change, is that because the demand is changing over the years? Is that just something that you have to do to make more money because it's more specialised? Why is it changing?
Well, it went. I don't know. It's just kind of like the types of scenes change. I mean, it, like the past couple of years, it's been like more into like incest type of scenes. Oh. You know what I mean? Like brother and sister or father and daughter type things, and this has a lot to do with shows like Game of Thrones and things like that. These shows have been so successful and whatnot with a lot of incest, and there's various other shows on TV where they're showing these brothers and sisters and all the rest of it. So a lot of these porn companies, they follow suit, you know.
That's really, really interesting.
Yeah. So and you know, obviously, some companies shoot like really hardcore and rough scenes, and then. You know, I used to work for, I'm not going to name it now, I used to work for a company, it was extremely rough, let's say, one of the most hardcore companies, and I shot a scene once, and it was a gangbang scene, and there was me and five other dudes, and we really went a little bit too hard on this chick. And afterwards, I called my agent, and I was just saying, "Listen, bro, I don't want to shoot for them anymore. You know, I didn't get into this industry to do that type of stuff. You know,
yes,
you know, I want to calm it down a little bit." And he was like, "No, I totally get it." So you know, it's optional. You know what I mean? Every company is different. I knew what I was signing myself up for. I'd worked with them many times before, but just after that day, I thought, "Yeah, no, I'm all right after this." You know what I mean?
Is this what you want to do for the next foreseeable future?
No, not forever, mate. I've been doing it for long enough. My little girl's at that. I said I was going to give up a few years ago, and I've got my fingers in a few ventures at the moment. Me and my friends have come up with a fat burning drink that we're having made here in the US and out in Dubai. My friend of mine is invested into it. So, you know, I've got my eyes on a few other ideas, and I look forward to the future, to be honest with you, mate. So, I mean, porn has been great and been enjoyable, but a new chapter will happen soon, you know.
Good luck with everything, Danny. As always, mate, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today about your own career and, of course, your love of Manchester United. I'd definitely love to have you back again soon, mate.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Cheers, Danny. See you, mate. Bye.